Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Chelsea Osborne, final year history student at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, September 26, 1839, the governor of Barbados, Sir Evan MacGregor, issued a proclamation in a desperate bid to contain the spread of fires in the parish of St. Philip. This proclamation revealed that fires had affected Halton, Somerville, and Sunbury plantations from September 16th to 22nd. At the latter plantation, belonging to Thomas and John Daniel, absentee owners, a cow house measuring 150 feet long was destroyed, while Halton and Somerville lost their trash heaps to fire, placing significant strain on these plantations to find suitable materials to start their boiling processes for the January 1840 crop. The proclamation also noted that the fires had caused considerable damage in spite of the efforts of the police department and some laborers who were entrusted with the task of containing the blazes. The suggestion was therefore made that the said consecutive conflagrations had been willfully occasioned by some evil disposed person or persons. The governor's proclamation ended by offering £200 to be paid to any person who shall give such testimony as shall lead to the conviction of the offender or offenders guilty of the fire raising aforesaid. Indeed, the situation was of such concern to the planting community that the vestry also offered a reward of £200, while a planter, Mr. Connell, offered £100 as reward for the arrest and conviction of the offender or offenders. Ever since the Bustle War for Freedom in 1816, the laboring population of St. Philip had been making specific demands on the plantocracy. In July 1838, a large group of laborers had met at a church in the parish demanding money and land for their work as enslaved laborers. During the early stages of the wage labor system, laborers had also made demands for wage increases and loose contract arrangements. The fire raising described in the proclamation might have resulted from disputes on the plantation and some planters' decision to evict laborers from plantation land and house. In response to these evictions, laborers sought to burn plantation property, even though the penalty for arson in this period was death. The alluring £200 reward issued by the hand of Governor MacGregor on this day, September 26, 1839, indicates that both the governor and planters were under significant pressure to contain this protest and resistance by the laboring classes of St. Philip.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.